Welcome to our discussion of how will we say Kaddish. During this time of the coronavirus outbreak, many shuls have canceled their minyan as we have here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lamech congregation. The question is, what about Kaddish? What about people who have to say Kaddish for a loved one, whether for Yurtzeit or for, God forbid, the Yud Beis Chodesh, the 11 months of the saying Kaddish after a parent has passed away? So firstly, we dedicate all of our videos, we'll be hopefully making many videos during this time, all of our learning videos, we dedicate the learning, L'Zecher Nishmas, in memory of those whose Kaddish is being said during these 12 months. We dedicate it to Mary Chezkel HaKohen, Mary Chezkel Ben Kalman HaKohen, to Melvin Katz. We dedicate to Chana Bas Rivka, and also Libby Bas Alter, and Avram Baruch Bendit HaLevi, for all these individuals, for Louise Morris, for Ted Roberts, and also for Delea, for all of them, we wish them that their neshama should have an aliyah, that their neshama should continue to rise to greater heights during this time. But what about Kaddish? What are we going to do? So Rabbi Mordechai Willig, one of our great teachers at Yeshiva University, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, the yeshiva from which I am a graduate in Musmach, he says, what is the idea of Kaddish? The idea of Kaddish is that the end of days, as it says in Yechezkel, the end of chapter 38, Lamed Ches, there'll be a great war of the Gentiles against the Jews, the northern kingdom, Gog and Magog, against the Jewish people, against Israel. And then God will show that God is on our side. There'll be all sorts of miraculous ways in which the enemy will be defeated. And then, V'itkadilti, v'itkadishti, v'nodati, le'enei goyim rabim. My name will be made gadol, big. V'itkadishti will be made holy, special. And I'll be known to the eyes of all the Gentiles, many, 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 many Gentile nations, and they will know that I am God. In Kaddish, we simply say with words that which will happen one day with actions. We say it with words that may God's name be great, and when everyone in the congregation says, yes, may God's name be great, and in that sense, God's name is great because everyone in the congregation is saying, may God's name be great. But I will suggest, perhaps it's even a greater sanctification of God's name for everyone to know an essential, fundamental truth about Judaism. Judaism, one of our key principles is v'chai b'hem, that v'lo shiyamus b'hem. We live these are the words that we live by and not die by. It's a pasuk in Parshas Achrimos, and it says that v'chai b'hem, that these are the commandments that we have and we should live by them. And the rabbis say not that we should die by them, and that we want to make sure that we live. Now you say, well, nobody's going to die from this virus. One out of 100 people would die. There's only one person. We say it's a very important principle in Siman Shin Chaf Tes in Shulchan Aruch that what? That in Holchim Achar Rov Biuch Nefesh. Generally, we follow the majority. We say, look, most people are not going to die. It's okay. No, when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, we don't follow the majority. We say that even a Safik Pikuach Nefesh, somebody gets injured on Shabbos, we take him to the hospital. We say, well, they probably won't die. Probably is not good enough. When it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, we have to be extra, extra careful. If this is what some of our great authorities, Rav Schechter, Rav Willig, Rav Reis, if this is what they've decided, then we should have the full confidence of it. In fact, they say that Rav Chaim Brisker, he was very strict about this idea that you don't hesitate when it comes to violating Shabbos in order to save a life. You don't hesitate. And in fact, the Rambam writes that forget about Shabbos. When it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, saving a life, then forget about it. Even if there's a person who's sick, you do everything. And you should do it, when you do it not through a Gentile or a child. Why should I violate Shabbos with an adult? Let me violate it through a child or through a Gentile. No. He says, rather,
you should use the greatest rabbi, the greatest scholar, should violate Shabbos
in order to save a life. When it comes to saving a life, we're very, very strict. So some people said, no, the Ramah, other authorities said, you know, when it comes to Shabbos, why should you drive to the hospital? Let the guy drive to the hospital. So the Reb Chaim Brisker said, no, we don't do that. You have to take the strict approach. Not everyone agrees with Reb Chaim Brisker, but it's interesting what he said. The Rabbi Soloveitchik's grandfather, Reb Chaim Brisker, he said, don't tell me that I'm being mekil on Shabbos, that I'm a big lenient person when it comes to Shabbos. No, I'm being machmir bikuach nefesh. I'm being strict about one of the most important principles, and that is that it says in Mishnah Sanhedrin, anyone who saves one life, it's as if you saved a whole world. We have to be extra strict when it comes to this idea. They say that Rav Chaim Brisker used to tell people, and Rabbi Soloveitchik told people, that if you want to be a rabbi in a community, you can't be a rabbi in that community if you're going to hesitate about the violation of Shabbos to save a life. When you're the rabbi, you have to take responsibility that there's no hesitation when it comes to violating Shabbos for the purpose of saving a life. Same thing over here. We have to be extra strict when it comes to saving life, even if it's just 1 out of 100. Just 1 out of 100. And it's not me, and it's not my brother, and it's not my mother, but it's someone else's grandmother who, because I had a slight cold, turns out to be coronavirus, and someone else touched someone else, and that person touches someone else, and they happen to die from it. That's a big deal. That's not something we can be lenient about. Having said that, there are minyanim that are continuing to go on. So I'm in touch with various friends, and I have a friend in an old age home, I have a friend in Israel, and they're willing to say Kaddish for us, so they'll continue to say Kaddish. There's an idea that you can say Kaddish for numerous people, so we'll continue to have Kaddish said for those who need it. If I've left out any names, or if need to say Kaddish, or if you're your site, please let me know, and I'd be glad to oblige. For people in our community, and you're in a different community, please contact your own local rabbi, and he's welcome to contact me if he needs any help about it. So, we should not be ashamed that somehow we've canceled shul, we've canceled minyan, we can't say Kaddish. We should feel that we're keeping the Jewish law. We're not going against Jewish law by not saying the Kaddish. We should feel like we are keeping Jewish law by adhering to the most important principle of Chai Bahem. The whole idea of the Torah is that God wants to help the Jewish people. He wants to help every human being. The Mesilas Yesharim, Ramchal, begins his beautiful book of preaching where he says that the whole God brought us here in this world to help us enjoy life. God wants to make things good for us. And therefore, God wants us to do that which will bring greater life. And therefore, by not saying Kaddish, we're doing the right thing. By not having a secret minion in your basement, you're doing the right thing. And here I conclude with the words of Rav Herschel Schechter, one of the greatest rabbis of our time at the Yeshiva University. He says, the mitzvah to safeguard and preserve life overrides all mitzvahs of the Torah. It's not a midas chasidus, it's not a pietism, it's not being super frum, super religious, to ignore sakanas nefashos, the danger to your life. On the contrary, it's expressly and strictly forbidden to ignore the dangers of this time. In the words of the Balei HaTosfos, in the words of the Rashi's grandchildren, Dama of Barosho, someone, their blood is on their hands. Such an individual is culpable for any loss of life. Rahman al-Islam, God should save us from it. That ensues. And therefore, we should daven privately. Min should not take place. And yeshiva should be closed. And in the merit of this mitzvah, says Rav Herschel Schechter, in attempting to preserve and protect life, and our tshuva, both communal and individual, which we need to do at this time, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may the Holy One, blessed be, send Yeshua, a salvation to us, signed Rav Herschel Schechter. And in no stronger words than that, we are simply small individuals who are following the guidance of the great doctors and great rabbis who have guided us in this way. And we should feel fully confident that the neshamas of our loved ones will have an aliyah. They will have an aliyah because the greatest Kaddish being said, the greatest sanctification of God's name could be said, is being said. And namely that people will know that the greatest religious authorities took the tremendous step of canceling minyans and Torah readings and everything else, which I personally, I rarely ever missed a Torah reading in my life. And yet, they've canceled it because we're teaching this important principle that we as Jews are the champions. We are the absolute advocates. We are the fanatics when it comes to saving life, even if it's just one person out of 100. That's enough. This is Judaism, and this should make each one of us proud to be part of this people, part of a people who are given a living Torah by God, a Torah, a Torah that's given to us, so we should live by it and not, God forbid, die by it. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lomith congregation. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha and the holidays, and this week we'll try to have extra videos to keep us extra busy learning, repenting, davening at this time. Thank you.